Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus, The Fan. Need your soccer itch scratched?
Ooh, yes, that's the spot.
Look at this guy, so hopped up on goofballs and grass, he's got no idea what's going on.
It's time to go inside the crew. Here's Neil Sika and Jordan Angeli.
Good Tuesday evening. The Sika Sonic Explosion on this show. All the music from yours truly. Neil and Jordan inside the crew. But that's okay.
You're
we had some
that,
business
huh?
to handle. I am, but I'm not happy about last night's game.
I know.
And I think,
I think crew fans are the
same
way.
Yeah, first loss of the season for Columbus. And many of you watched NYC get a much-needed win in a game that was mucked up, to say the least. A lot of fouls. The goal comes off a turnover. We'll get into that. But since we last joined you on this show, there was also the Chicago game. And Jordan, as well as the rest of the soccer world, were still gushing over the Nagby goal and a return to play in home markets. So 5-1-1, still top of the East. Big game, Hell is Real, coming up this week. We're going to break that down. Tom Glariter, I believe I got that right. He's the TV play-by-play man for FC Cincinnati. Our own Brett Hiltbrand's going to come on the show. Lots to get to, Jordan, including a lot of Twitter questions, so it should be a fun show.
Yeah, a lot of
Where's
Twitter
your
questions
mind this morning?
My mind is, I don't know, right here. I feel like we've got a lot to talk about, and I'm pretty pumped about it, and I don't know. You threw me off with that one. I don't know how to answer it.
Well, let's start with the New York City game because okay. I think we both felt, even when we talked on the post-game show, that's a 0-0 game or even a 1-1 game. Remember, a few goals were taken back because of offside calls. But second game in four nights, typical MLS. You're feeling nothing's going to happen, and then you know, one mistake and it cost you the game.
And it was the punishment of one mistake. But for me, there were little hints at it. And we saw it a little bit in Chicago too, just sloppy passes in the middle of the field. And this one way farther back on the top of the 18 or even within the 18 there off of a goal kick. But we've seen that in the midfield. We saw our tour against Chicago lose a couple of balls in the middle of the field. And I think it's just maybe a wake up call to take care of the ball a little bit better. But if I'm talking to Buba Keita, I'm not upset that he tried that. Right. And he's a young player and he's going to have to make mistakes to get better. And that's kind of just the growing pains that come with being a professional soccer player. It just is disappointing that that mistake and hard that mistake then cost the game.
How much do you think right now, we've seen the last two games without Lucas El Rayan, who's been dealing with his ankle, 80% the last couple of games at the MLS's back tournament. Now seeing what we've seen where there's these, I guess, lulls in the attack, but how much do you think they need him back on the field sooner rather than later?
I think need is, I don't know if they need him. Do they want him back? Absolutely. But need, you go into New York, a team that needs a win, right? That's what they needed. They needed a win. And then you don't get the win, but you played all in all, not too bad. Didn't give up a ton of opportunities that were looking super dangerous, but you leave there, I think, with a point and you're pretty happy. The game against Chicago, you scored goals without Lucas El Rayan. So yeah, do you want him back? 1,000%. But you make a lot of changes and you're starting 11, you have some rotation. And, you know, I think that crew are just a little bit disappointed they don't leave New York with at least a point.
Well said. Let's get the perspective of our buddy, Fox Sports host and reporter, Brett Hiltbrand. He's back on the show, I think for the first time since March. From his ivory tower of non-travel, B, what's going on?
Welcome back to the great city of Cleveland. You know, yes. we were just here, feels like, and we're back again.
I was just asking Jordan what her vibe is, how she's feeling after watching these last two games over the course of four nights. How are you feeling, or your assessment after you watched last night's game or took it in with us? And we know what happened, of course, in the Chicago game, but all in all, still things in pretty good shape for this team, even with the loss last night.
Well, I think big picture, it doesn't really change a whole lot as far as what we're expecting from this team. And I think the direction, you know, that they're going in. Buster Sosolo, by the way.
Yeah, Buster. Brett's dog.
Yeah. Yeah. My dog decided to join the party. Yeah. So it doesn't really change a whole lot for me. I will admit, I did not think they played particularly well specific to the day in, day out travel. You know, we talked to Caleb Porter and Hector Jimenez and Jonathan Mensah after the game about how that affected them. And, you know, and they downplayed it and said, you know, hey, we're professionals. We still got to be able to flip the switch. But I thought they looked on the back foot for extended periods of time. And then really definitely towards the end, they looked tired. And that maybe, you know, might be, you know, more indicative of, you know, the number of games that we have here in a short amount of time. But I still think that the travel is something that you have to consider kind of in the big picture of that equation. So I am I concerned? Not even a little bit. But I do think now that we've seen two games here in a row, both with Chicago at times for stretches, and then obviously on Monday with NYCFC, there's a blueprint out there, certainly, with how you can maybe attack this team. And I think the league will take notice.
I disagree with the travel. What's the flight to New York City, Brett? An hour?
Probably, yes. I mean, maybe just to touch over. I'm honestly not sure.
Yeah, I'm new to Ohio, obviously, so I don't really know what that is. We've seen teams across MLS travel and be okay and play. What I think the difference is, and maybe why they did feel tired, Brett, is because that game on Thursday against the Chicago Fire, they opened the game up, right? And there were periods of time in that game where the Crew were making longer defensive plays where they were having to sprint back. And so I would be curious at what the output for players were from that game as opposed to the games where we see the Crew have possession of the ball more. That more is indicative to me of why they would have been tired in this game. But you make some changes too. And I think for me, the game was just, it was hard to watch because it was exactly what New York City wanted to do. They wanted to make it hard for the Columbus Crew to create a rhythm. And once they did that, then they could expose some of the spaces on the field, especially those two spots next to Nagby and Sebastian Berhalter, where they could pick the ball up. And I think, what was it, Neil? You said the stat last night, 12 fouls in the first 30 minutes for...
Yeah, and there were eight in the first 10.
Yeah, like that to me, how, Brett, and you've been in those types of games, like that's hard mentally to stay in it because every time you get the ball, you actually are kind of scared somebody's going to take you out and foul you and hurt you.
Yeah, I think, you know, and the idea of like trying to settle into a game, right? Like where you're, you know, still maybe in like second and third gear for the first like 5-10 minutes. And like the last thing you want is like to take a touch and, you know, and you kind of pick your head up and you're looking around and then all of a sudden you just get absolutely just like absolutely taken out. And then all of a sudden instead of taking like 10 minutes to get kind of your feet under you, it takes 25.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of a good indicator of what we saw a little bit because of that, maybe about 30 minutes is when they finally started to get going. I was a little bit surprised to see, and I really don't like talking about refereeing, but I was shocked, quite frankly, to see, there wasn't really a marker down as far as a yellow card, as in like, this is acceptable and anything beyond that is a cardable offense until ever came in out of nowhere and made like a really, really bad tackle. But it, to me, that was a really big mistake as far as how the game was managed, because once NYCFC saw that they could kind of get away with basically just hacking everybody in the midfield, and there were it was quite obvious that there were going to be no repercussions for that whatsoever. It really, really played to their advantage, and I think they, full credit to them for being able to kind of, you know where that boundary is, and they just kept inching it further and further and further along.
Brett Hildebrand in our group chat: do you expect a bounce back Saturday against FC Cincinnati? We got a couple minutes left. Tell this real coming up part two this season.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect them to play well again. I think it's, you know, rivalry game, and you know, they'll be up for it. I also think the fact that they have a game, you know, just a handful of days after this defeat is perfect for them, because they could just really, like, they probably forgot about this one before the plane touched down back at Columbus, and they turn the page really quickly. And it's the next probably best case scenario there too, where not only are you turning the page, you know, to another opponent, but you're turning a page to, you know, the team that's supposed to be your arch rival. And so I think they'll be up for it.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. And it'll be interesting to see, because tonight Cincinnati plays Chicago. So a good test to see Cincinnati against the team that Columbus just saw, right? And you can start to see maybe some ways that Cincinnati tries to break them down, and they'll have that one day less of rest, which, who knows, depending on how the game goes. And if Chicago opens them up, or tries to open them up, if Cincinnati doesn't sit in a low block, we'll see what happens there. It could give a little indication of that fatigue that we saw from the Crew. Maybe Cincinnati's feeling that on Saturday then.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll be really interested to see how well Cincy handles Chicago's ability to counter. Because I don't think you're going to see the same runouts that you saw Chicago have against the Crew this past Thursday, just because I think they have more bodies in midfield, and I think you might see a little bit more of a compacted game where everything is kind of sprayed to the sides at that point. But yeah, that's going to be super fun to watch, because I think it'll be a great, you know, a great way to kind of measure how well the Crew did, you know, in those moments where they were able to, obviously, you know, they kept Chicago from scoring, but I want to see if Chicago is able to turn those chances into actual like goal scoring threats. Cause then I think that would be a good demonstration as to how well the Crew is defending right now.
Brett and Buster breaking it all down for us. Good talking to you, my friend. Yes, we will see you come Saturday. FC Cincinnati, 7:30, Sports Time, Ohio. Another Hell Is Real showcase. Brett Hildebrand, Fox Sports, Ohio, our host and reporter on Black and Gold telecasts. Be well, my friend, and we will see you in a few days.
Sounds great. See you then.
Bye, Brett.
There's Brett, homeowner, dog owner. When we come back,
you're gonna add another one.
No, I'm out of description. We will talk with Tom Gallarder, FC Cincinnati TV play-by-play man. They play tonight against Chicago at Soldier Field, and we'll play the Crew at Nippert Stadium coming up on the weekend. It's ITC 97.1 The Fan.
All the dumb things we say are on demand when you want them. Just utilize the computer chip we've implanted into your brain. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand named number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time at Kia's Summer Sticker Sales Event, you'll get up to $6,000 total cash in the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry into your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. $6,000 total cash includes $4,000 customer cash and $2,000 VIN-specific retail bonus cash on the purchase of specially tagged 2020 Sorento vehicles. Total cash offer may not be combined with lease or finance offers from Kia Motors Finance. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
It's easy to get all the things you love for all the people you love, all in one place. At Meijer, buy five, save five is back. Mix or match five items from across the store and save $5 instantly. Get Coca-Cola or Pepsi 24 packs for only $5.49, plus deposit where applicable. And Breyers 48-ounce ice cream for just $2.50. Plus, get all the deals delivered with Meijer Home Delivery at Meijer.com. Some exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Foreclosure, repossession, garnishment, end the madness, end the madness now. The Law Office of Attorney Mark Herder is a debt relief agency that helps people file both Chapter 7 and Chapter 13 bankruptcy under the United States Bankruptcy Code. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290. Bankruptcy may relieve you from a financial crisis associated with an unexpected job loss, escalating medical bills, or a nasty divorce. Threaten utility shutoffs, out-of-control credit cards, and on top of that, student loan default? End the madness. End the madness now. Call attorney Mark Herder at 444-LAW-0. Bankruptcy may provide a dignified solution to your financial predicament. Call 444-LAW-0. That's 444-5290 today. Or visit online at markherder.com.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered. Go ahead, live your life.
Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Savings are a mail-in rebate. See store for details.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation.
Papa John's believes it's good to be different, so we've added 6 new pizzas to our handcrafted specialty menu, because no one rolls with an all-cheese crew. So get together and figure out who's a meatball and pepperoni and who's an ultimate pepperoni, who's a flying Hawaiian or a zesty Italian, and who gets the title of Mr. or Miss Congeniality, the pepperoncini. That's all the ingredients you need for a good time. And right now, get any large specialty for just $12. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. At participating U.S. stores, taxes and delivery fee extra.
Some doctors and caregivers tend to give lectures, but at Ohio Health, we believe in listening more than we talk and see ourselves as partners in your health, not prescribers. We believe your greatest source of strength is already within you. Because at Ohio Health, we believe in your power to be healthy. Discover your best health at ohiohealth.com/webelieve.
The This is Inside the Crew with Neil Sika and Jordan Angeli. Your look at all things black and gold. Proud to be your flagship home for the Columbus Crew. The Fan.
This is somewhat rootsy for you, Jordan.
Rootsy? Is that supposed to mean country?
That's as close as it's going to get on this show today. Little Heartless Bastards. We've got Cincinnati music. Yeah. Another Hell is Real showcase this weekend.
I know. We're really tapping into all the Cincy music, huh? This year.
You're pushed in. There's like maybe four or five noticeable artists. Well, our next guest could maybe wax poetic a little bit more on that scene. Tom Gallarder, voice of FC Cincinnati since their USL days, is joining us now for his debut on Inside the Crew. How are you doing, Tom?
Yeah, it's great to be with you. I'm doing great. Looking forward to Saturday and what is in store for Hell is Real. And, you know, glad to bring some orange and blue on the show.
Orange and blue on the show. Well, orange and blue tonight, right? Chicago. Get ready for that first game at Soldier Field since 05.
Right, right. So, first things first, FC Cincinnati has to deal with Chicago Fire and same-day trip up there. It's a team that you guys just saw, last week? And, yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting matchup for FC Cincinnati. They play pretty well against DC United and certainly looking for 3 points, and I think feel capable they can get it tonight if the game plan is executed. So looking for that boost going into a rematch with Columbus, and obviously, you know, we'll be licking their wounds a little bit from what happened down in Orlando.
Well, that's one of the things that we have to talk about, right, is just the evolution of this FC Cincinnati side, even over the course of 2020. And a lot changed from that last time that you guys – we played you guys down in Orlando with the 4-0 victory for the Crew. But some different tactics implemented after that. What have you seen from this Cincinnati squad after that loss, and how have you liked what you've seen?
Well, really good defending. That's the first way to put it. You know, 300 minutes and counting going into this matchup with Chicago, a team that's really had a hard time struggling. The longest that FC Cincinnati went all last season without allowing a goal was 312 minutes. So they're going to carry 300 minutes going back to the 60th minute of the match against the Crew when the fourth goal was scored, because the Portland game in the knockout stage doesn't count as far as MLS regular season is concerned. So as far as us broadcasters talk, we're at 300 minutes and counting without allowing a goal, and that's great. And even when you add in the Portland game, that's only one goal. So, they changed the tactics and went with the 4-3-3 and a bit of pressure in the game against Columbus, and everybody saw how that turned out. It wasn't pretty, and switched to the 3-5-2 moving forward. And a lot of folks thought, wow, like they woke up the next morning, got to work, implemented this new system, and a couple of days later it worked really well. Well, they've been working in that system. Yop had been alluding to it in his media availability leading up to going down to Orlando that he was going to be flexible in tactics. And everyone thought that he was just stuck in this 4-3-3 formation. That's what he was going to do. I was at training one day before they went to Orlando a couple of weeks, and they were actually preparing for Atlanta and were practicing in a 3-5-2. So they had gotten some work in the 3-5-2, and that's what they switched to. And obviously it's worked very well. Some people call it a 5-3-2, obviously, when the wingbacks are further back, and at times it's more defensive. And Yop said at times he hopes it's a 3-3-4 because he wants to be offensive. He wants to be able to put the pressure on. He wants his wingbacks really high. Gutman and Zhao have done really well in the system. So it's been exciting to see the change and what it's meant and how it's driven results. So, you know, a couple of wins down in Orlando got him to the knockout stage. And then a 0-0 draw the other night against DC, and we'll see what happens tonight against Chicago. But certainly a lot of positives for a club that needed them.
With the game they could have won too against DC, Licata hits the post. Tom Gallarder is our guest here on Inside the Crew. Yopstam, let's be honest, it's been a little bit choppy at the coaching position since the MLS regime began. It's early days still. The stability, as we're already talking about defensively, after shipping all the goals last season. But what are your early returns on this new man in charge for the Orange and Blue?
I've been very impressed by Yop. As I mentioned, that I've been lucky enough to see some training sessions, and he has a very commanding presence. I mean, obviously, his resume as a player speaks for itself, right? He's lifted a lot of trophies. He's generally regarded as one of the greatest center backs of all time, you know, and certainly one of the greatest defenders of all time, and played with all that intensity, right? And so sometimes you see somebody's persona like that, you expect that they're going to be that intense in person. They're not. He's not quite as intense in person, but when he's out on the pitch, he commands respect. And when he's speaking, everybody's eyes are on him. And that's what's really impressed me, is that the players obviously respect him. They listen to him, and he's putting a system and a philosophy into place. And that's what the club needed after the lack of stability with the changes in head coaches for the last year and a half, that they need somebody who can carry them forward through the rest of 2020 and into the new stadium in 2021 and be that manager to lead the orange and blue. And I think they got their guy in Jaap Stam, and certainly the early returns from that hire are impressive.
I love what you're talking about there too, just setting the culture, right? And what he's demanding, yeah, and who he is and what his presence is. A lot of changes for the Cincinnati team coming into this season, and a newcomer from South Africa. You're going to have to help us on his name here, because we've got you guys on Saturday.
I got that already?
Yeah, but let us know how you feel like he... Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Kamo Makocho is what I'm going with right now. Until I meet him and can hear him say it, but Kamo Makocho is what I've been given.
Yeah, and I'm assuming he has to go through a quarantine period, but tell us a little bit about what you know about this player and how maybe he can fit into this Cincinnati squad.
Yeah, I think it gives them another presence in the defensive midfield. Obviously, Harris Madunian can be a great player in that role. He missed the last game against D.C. following the birth of his first child. So now he's quarantining and getting back with the team and very likely available, I think, is the plan, that he has begun the process and will be available for the game on Saturday in the derby. But, I think he's Makocho is another guy who can come in the defensive midfield, is very quick, very good with his feet, obviously has very extensive experience. He lifted a trophy with Pek Zwolle, which, of course, was Gerard Nijkamp. He was the general manager of that team in the Netherlands when they won the championship. So he has familiar with him from there. He's played with the South African national team, 29 years of age. So he's a bit younger and I think has a great opportunity to come in and be productive for FC Cincinnati. And I was talking to somebody earlier today, and is going to be the case as this transfer window stays open and teams bring in new players. It's complicated right now, right? There's two layers to signing international players. And the first is one that we always deal with getting everyone's paperwork lined up and immigration. But now, with where the country is at, it takes a little bit longer. So you're not getting work visas as fast as you would under normal circumstances. So you're waiting for all the paperwork and work visas to be done and him to pick that up. Then once that happens, he comes and has to quarantine because of COVID. So I would love to say that we're going to see Makocho on Saturday. I don't know that we absolutely will not. I haven't gotten an update today and didn't get one yesterday, but we'll wait and see, right? I don't know what the target arrival date is and then the quarantine time to get him cleared with all of Major League Soccer's protocols right now, but certainly an important piece for FC Cincinnati moving forward, someone they have a lot of belief in, and then we'll see how soon he can be a part of the club. And obviously he has to get out there and train with the team as well, right, and get to know his teammates even once he's cleared quarantine. So I think it's something that every Major League Soccer team is going to have to deal with here for the rest of 2020, and it's certainly unique.
FC Cincinnati unbeaten in their last three games since the loss to Columbus. Tom Gallarder, our guest here on Inside the Crew. 90 seconds left, Tom. The pulse of the fans, or maybe even the club, is there a little anxiety after the last two Hell is Real matches have gone and the way Columbus has won convincingly?
You know, I think there was a certainly a lot of disappointment in the way the match in Orlando went. Obviously, when the schedule came out, everybody was really excited. Cincinnati, Columbus, to play the first match for both teams down in Orlando at the MLS's back tournament. That's great, right? And then it was just a thumping, and it wasn't even close. And the match here in Cincinnati last year in August wasn't close either. So, yeah, the last two have been certainly frustrating. I thought, you know, last year's match was obviously very exciting, the one in Columbus, being up 2-0, and Columbus able to come back. And obviously there were some hard fouls at the end of the game and a couple near chances for Columbus to pull out the win at the death. So I don't know if they're anxious. I think they're anxious to get another chance and to see what the new formation, the new tactics will look like against a very good Columbus team. You know, last night certainly didn't go as you guys would have hoped, but still, this is a very talented club, one of the best in the Eastern Conference. And I think, if nothing else, fans here in Cincinnati are anxious to see, all right, Yop changed tactics. We're doing something different. How's that going to stack up against one of the best in the East?
We'll leave it at that. Part four, hell is real, in their regular season meetings coming up Saturday. Raiders versus Jennings. We'll put some ice cream like the Mayors did last year on the line for this weekend. Tom Gallarder.
Don't forget it. Hey, don't forget about 2017, guys. 2017.
Yes, you're going to bring up the Open
See,
Cup. That's
I know
fine.
You guys don't want to remember that.
That's fine. Fair play. And that was a hell of a run. Yes. Ice cream deal. Have a good show tonight, Tom. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
There he is, Tom Gallarder, TV voice, FC Cincinnati. Working with our good friend,
good
too, Alex
there.
Steck.
Yeah.
Yes, very good insight. When we come back, there's a lot of Twitter questions in the last two games. And we'll dig into them. The radio home for the black and gold is 97.1. This is Inside the Crew.
One guy is fat.
The other is fatter.
And both are kind of stupid. Pretty much sums up the whole show.
Uh-huh.
Common Man and T-Bone.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The Fan.
Did you know that 1 in 8 Americans struggle with hunger? Yet more than 40% of the food we produce is thrown out. At Kroger, we know we can do something about this. We're donating more food to local food banks through our partnership with Feeding America. And we're working with World Wildlife Fund to end food waste. But we can't do it alone. And we hope you'll join us in creating a world with zero hunger and zero waste. Visit thekrogerco.com to learn how you can help.
Hey, what's up? It's T-Bone. You've got to check out Kinetico's 50th anniversary customer savings celebration going on August 27th through the 29th at their location in Canal Winchester. Tons of great deals on Kinetico products, plus you can enter to win a Kinetico leak detection system, a Blue Jackets prize package, free water testing to see if your water's got the funk in it, and a whole lot more. You can also win prizes by going to 971thefan.com. It's the Kinetico 50th Anniversary Customer Savings Celebration. Find out more at KineticoColumbus.com.
My favorite morning routine is stabbing myself in the eyes when putting my contacts in.
Oh my God, I was so pumped up today when my toddler stepped on my glasses, snapped them right in two. Awesome.
I finally got it down. Put my mask on, breathe, wipe my glasses off. Doesn't that sound great for the next 8 hours?
At LASIK Plus, we help free patients from the hassles of glasses and contacts so they can live life the way they want. Our team has performed over 2 million procedures and treat every patient with the individualized care they deserve. Don't you want to be done with your hassles? Call LASIK Plus today at 844-338-2020 to schedule your free LASIK consultation. Right now, we're offering a $1,000 off summer special to patients treated in September who mention this ad. Get rid of your hassles and save hundreds today. That's 844-338-2020 or LASIK1000.com. $1,000 discount applies to Wavelight procedure with lifetime plan. Must mention this ad at center and be treated in September 2020 to qualify. Results may vary. See details at LASIK1000.com.
Look at your radio right now. If you see a little HD icon, that means you have HD radio. If you click it or just touch it, I have no idea how your radio works. It'll magically take you to 1460 ESPN, where you can listen to the entire ESPN radio lineup. Fancy the Fan.
Frank's Red Hot is the perfect blend of flavor and heat. So you can put that on everything.
Like buffalo wings.
Everything.
Buffalo nachos.
Everything.
Buffalo mac and cheese?
Yes, and also things that don't start with buffalo. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Jenny here from Kia, letting you know it's a great time to buy during our annual summer sticker sales event. Head in now and you'll find incredible deals on reliable cars and SUVs, all from the mass market brand names number one in initial quality 6 years in a row and backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And for a limited time, you can lease a specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX for $169 a month for 24 months with $500 bonus cash applied to a down payment. These summer deals won't last long, so hurry in to your local Kia dealer, look for a sticker, and save!
Call 800-334-KIA for details. New 2020 Sportage LX 2.4-liter ATFWD, 25110 MSRP. MSRP
HRP excludes taxes, title, license fees, options, and retailer charges. Actual prices may vary. Lease from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, and approved credit. Offer includes 500 VIN-specific lease bonus cash on specially tagged 2020 Sportage LX FWD vehicles. Quantities are limited. 3960 due at signing without 500 VIN-specific bonus cash applied as down payment. Lease offer may not be combined with other KMF offers. Subject to dealer participation. Must take delivery by 9/8/20. For JD Power 2020 award information, go to jdpower.com/awards for more details. Warranties and limited powertrain warranties. See retailer for warranty details.
Stop by your neighborhood Culver's, home of the Culver's Deluxe. Fresh, never frozen beef is cooked to order and layered with real Wisconsin cheese, crisp lettuce, ripe tomatoes, pickles, sweet red onion, and our signature mayo. Then we top it with a lightly buttered toasted bun. Pair it with crinkle-cut fries, crispy onion rings, or golden Wisconsin cheese curds for a satisfying meal. It's our Butterburger at its best. Tune into This Dream House Saturday mornings. This Dream House is brought to you by Appliance Factory Mattress Kingdom's 50 to 80% off Labor Day sale. Appliance Factory has products in stock and available. Visit appliancefactory.com.
News, analysis, and all things black and gold.
This is Inside the Crew with Neil Sika and Jordan Angeli.
Proud to be your flagship station for a crew soccer.
The Fan.
Ohio sports destination.
She don't care about my car. She don't care about
remember this one?
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Leonardo.
She likes me for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember this one. She likes me for me. Little headbanging over here.
They're from Cincinnati.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They even did a song
for the Reds. Do they have any other songs?
Reds. Oh yeah, that I Believe song, that ballad. Oh, it's terrible. I'm not going to sing it.
Come on.
No. Yeah. We got 10 minutes. We got Twitter questions to get to.
Yeah. Can I start with the first one here?
Go.
Because people were unaware of the Pigeons being a nickname for New York City FC.
I know. And I responded to that with a hard copy photo of the pigeon on their jersey. I mean, come on, people. We talked last week about boring names for the teams right now in MLS.
True.
St. Louis, City, Charlotte FC, New York City is still a boring name. We want some originality, some spunk.
Yeah.
That question was for the Broods. Thanks, Morgan.
And it's easier to, just as a broadcaster, I know I got into it a couple times where it's like, you don't know to say City or New York City FC. It's like it's long. So saying the Pigeons just condenses it. It feels right. And I like it. I didn't like the
maybe half a dozen references. No.
Right.
I like the Pigeons. Embrace it.
Yeah. All right, you go. Which one do you want to go to next?
At Crew V underscore man, Matthew Bra, shoes, Jordan. Were they polka dots, checkered, or leopard print? Also, you noticed a three-back system when Milton came in. Did you see that in previous games?
Okay, well, thank you. A lot of comments about my shoes.
Wardrobe,
leopard print. Yeah, leopard print. There was also comments about Neil and I coordinating, so we're going to have to do better on that, but I felt like the first game back, we actually, all three of us looked pretty good together. We were in some nice earth tones. Is that what you were saying? Earth tones?
The Chicago game?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you and saying. I had some floral patterns going.
Yeah. Well, anyways, let's get back to the question.
Well, we're not going to make it like
caught you off.
Harry and Lloyd and Dumb and Dumber with the tuxes.
But are we?
We'll be studious.
Well, I liked the shoes. Thank you for noticing them. Also, have you noticed a three-back system in other games? So I noticed it looked to me like it was a rotation that the Crew were doing, that it wasn't actually a three-back system, but it was utilizing Milton Valenzuela's, one, his fresh legs and coming in late in the game, but two, his ability to get into the attack and be effective into the attack. I haven't noticed it before, but the way in that rotation in particular, but I have noticed that the Crew, they typically play out of what looks like a three back because they'll have a center midfielder drop in between the two center backs, push the outside backs high. So then it does look more like a three back. So, yeah, it was just a little rotation I saw towards the end of the game to try to figure out a way to get something happening in the attacking third.
Well said. Next one.
Thanks. Okay. I like this one from Matthew T. Coy. Not a question, but a comment. I really like how Abubakar has been progressing with the crew, and last night doesn't change that. Onward and upward. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Me too.
Young players are going to make mistakes, and part of the learning process with anyone is how they bounce back. We all make mistakes. Mm-hmm. How do you recover from it? There was still an opportunity to walk away with a point in that game with the late offside call on the Adi goal. Still opportunities in that one. So,
yeah,
you know, you learn from it. It didn't happen. The subs came on. That ball was played right up against the pressure, and NYC was making that part of their edict all night long. You know, they were making it uncomfortable. So,
yeah,
it happens. But I like his disposition and demeanor, and how he's grown in the position. And he's, for 20 years of age, the guy is determined to be a good pro, and I think you see that.
I can go back and clip out all of the good defensive plays that he made, right, when he was defending. That's one pass.
Yeah, very early on, first half.
Yeah. That's one pass that goes awry. And, yeah, to me, it is the decision-making in that moment. You have to recognize pressure. And, you know, maybe the choice there, despite what you're trying to do as a team and play out of the back, maybe it is just to clear the ball and relieve pressure. Maybe the ball doesn't even go to Keita in the first place, right? So I think that if you're going to trust in a young player, you have to trust in them and know that there's going to be mistakes that are made, and you have to allow them the ability to bounce back. And so I'm with you, Matthew Coy. I think Keita is progressing, and he's only going to continue to get better.
This question is from MLS underscore Amy. During last night's game, even when the defense held the team together when they couldn't get much going offensively, given the tight schedule and quick turnaround between games, what can, should Porter do to make the lineup work when he can't use his ideal starting 11?
Whew.
Good question.
Meaty question. There's a lot to hold on to there. So I think, in my opinion, we saw a very similar starting 11 to this one in MLS's back, and it worked, right? When you're playing against a team like the Pigeons last night, who were desperate, I think you could say desperate, Neil, right? Desperate for a win.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's a shorter season. I know eight teams are making the playoffs. I still like their odds, but if you're 1-6, you're staring up at a big hole. You really are.
Yeah. So they were desperate for a win. That's going to change the game in ways that you just can't control, right? And I think that for the lack of possession the crew had, and the possession stats were nearly 50-50 throughout the entirety of the game. So it's not as if the crew didn't have the ball, but we've just seen that lean a little bit more towards 60-40, 65-35 in favor of the crew, right? So I think that for the team that was on there, I wasn't particularly disappointed in how they managed the game. I just think New York City didn't allow them to have the ball. It was like, we are taking you down, and we are taking you down as hard as we can whenever you get close to the ball. So I think that was challenging. The one thing, and I said it on the broadcast last night, the one thing I will say is I think that some of the passes just lacked enough pace on them. So if you want to be a possession team and you know another team is going to high press you, you have to get the ball in there as quickly as possible to enable the player who's receiving it to have a little bit more space. And I think that is something that I was lacking last night.
I'm going to follow up with one because you're the former player. Dan asks that. He always asks good questions at Solon TLG. As a player, how do you reset? This goes back to probably referring to Buba's pass. How do you reset from a big mistake?
I always had this like little formula that my college coach gave me. Work hard, play simple, and be positive. So when I would have a mistake, and that happened to me, I've scored own goals. I've, you know, been in the place where I have gotten given away a silly free kick that resulted in a goal. It's about the next play, right? And what are you doing the next play? And a lot of the times you try to, if you try to make up for it too much, you end up getting in a place where you...
Then you compound the problem sometimes.
Yeah, you compound the problem. So you have to be positive. And so that's a simple pass. It's a simple movement or something to make it easier on somebody else. And so that was my formula that I went back to whenever I would make a mistake or when things weren't really going my way. I knew that, especially getting in that positive mindset and being like, I can do this. I am focusing on the good. That really helped me stay in the moment.
Good advice. I can't relate, but in golf, anyone who hits a bad shot, stay patient. Get back to the fundamentals. Don't get too angry, because then things can really go awry. Good advice for us all.
Yes.
Maybe we can sneak in a couple more questions in the last segment. Oh, this 90s hit. I did not realize Callaway was from Cincinnati. We all want to be rich. The crew want to be rich with points. Looking for some more against Cincinnati Saturday. The 7:30 kickoff. Come back and put a bow on the show. Right here on 97.1 The Fan. This is Inside the Crew.
Sports conversation and sometimes pure stupidity.
Awesome, funny, random.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
For over 70 years, Mofring Insurance has been offering Ohio customers a full range of insurance solutions for their home and automobiles in partnership with a broad network of independent agents, helping you get the right insurance for your cars and homes, along with extra coverage like umbrella insurance, is what we pride ourselves on. Contact your independent agent to learn more about what Mofring can do for you, or visit mofringinsurance.com/crewsc.
Some see health as simply the absence of disease. But at Ohio Health, we believe it's an ongoing journey with its ups and downs, its challenges, and its triumphs. We believe wellness and sickness are both part of a lifelong partnership. Because at Ohio Health, we believe in your power to be healthy. Discover your best health at ohiohealth.com/webelieve.
It's the summer clearance event. Loads of 2020 Hondas clearance price.
Lindsay Honda's summer clearance is in full force, and cash for clunkers continues.
That's up to $3,500 guaranteed for your trade.
Then drive off with no down payment and payments starting at $199 a month. Or take advantage of 0% for 72 months on all HRVs, Odysseys, and Insights.
0% financing on the largest selection of Hondas in the Midwest.
Or up to $3,500 guaranteed on your trade towards any new Honda with no down payment. Just bring us your clunker. Test drive a 2020 Ohio-made Honda Accord, only $249 a month.
Visit I-70 and Bryce Road or lindsayhonda.com and find out why everyone says Honda makes the cars, Lindsay makes the difference.
$2,500 minimum clunker credit based on older than 2012 vehicle in commercially acceptable working order. Limit one clunker per transaction. Offer cannot be combined. 36-month leases with $12,000 per year with approved credit and $3,500 clunker credit or money down plus tax, title, and documentation.
Rothman and Ice.
Give me a nice thick stack of pancakes with an extra side of syrup.
Instead of ice on the show, Maddie Thick Stack Hayes.
Rothman and Ice, weekdays at noon.
Sponsored by your local Pella Window Showroom.
The Fan.
At Speedway, we've always been here to get you what you need when you need it. We're committed to keeping our stores open, clean, and safe, so you can stay fueled and refreshed all summer long. We've got cold drinks for hot days and frozen drinks for even hotter ones, plus energy boosts, quick bites, and pick-me-ups. We're always on your way, and we're always here for you. So no matter what you need, when you stop by, we'll be ready. Now, buy any three cooler beverages and get 500 bonus Speedy Rewards points.
If you need new windows or siding, consider APCO. Is the estimate free? Absolutely. Is the price fair? Absolutely. Does APCO have any buy one, get one free sales? Absolutely not. We don't rely on gimmicks to get customers. We rely on our reputation. APCO is a local, family-owned window and siding company that's been in Columbus since 1962. So yes, you can absolutely trust APCO.
Absolutely you can trust APCO.
APCO.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. GotLoans.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 100 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit, discreetly from your computer or smartphone. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to GotLoans.com to get the cash you need. Type www.GotLoans.com directly into the address bar. That's GotLoans.com. GotLoans.com.
Your in-depth look at the black and gold. You're listening to Inside the Crew with Neil Sika and Jordan Angeli. Proud to be your flagship station for the Columbus Crew, the Fan.
New release from Bootsy Collins. See, there's some roots rock. I got a little funk, hip-hop, R&B in there.
Now you are mixing it up a little bit.
I balanced it. It's not all Sika rock. We know the crew is back in home markets. Of course, they're on the road this Saturday, the 29th, at FC Cincinnati. 7:30, pregame 7 o'clock, Sports Time Ohio, and right here on The Fan with Chris Dornan. All your information, game recaps, sound, hear from Caleb Porter, ColumbusCrewSC.com. Crew gear, there's a new online shop, by the way, but the in-person Crew SC shop, open for all your black and gold apparel needs. Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 11 to 2 right now. CrewStadium.com to get the latest on the most up-to-date info. Got all these new renderings. Another virtual town hall is coming up, by the way, on the stadium experience. So you'll want to check that out. Crew Stadium on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And at Columbus Crew SC, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. For all your club needs. One of the busiest weeks on record I can recall, I think in the history of the league. 24 games, including last night's Columbus, New York City game between now and the end of Sunday, Jordan. You and your MLS assist work, Joe, will be pretty busy. I know you don't look at every game, but it's a ton of games crammed in here. So a lot of action tonight and through the rest of the week. Good time
nice.
For your soccer watching experience.
Yeah, and it's nice for us, right? In prepping for games, I feel like there's always another game to watch as you know, even tonight we get to watch Cincinnati play again before we play them on Saturday, which is just beneficial, especially for me. You know, I'm trying to look at certain tendencies from players to see if that is something they're doing for that game or maybe just true to who they are. So I like all the games, but I am a soccer nerd through and through.
Yes, a soccer junkie. You were watching pretty much everything. I give you kudos. I've been bouncing around. What happened to your Colorado Avalanche last night, by the way? You were up two goals.
Oh, my gosh. They were winning, and then, I don't know.
Eric Johnson is a big loss, and Grubauer, right, is hurt. So
yeah.
It's not good for the longevity of the series. I picked the Avs and the Flyers, by the way, before the playoffs started.
And thank you.
Both are – Barth are in some trouble right now in the conference semis. Islanders.
So next time, don't pick us.
No, I won't. I'm going to pick this question, though, because we do have a couple more we can get to maybe before we get out of here. Mensah and Nagbe are the only two field players to have gone 90 minutes both games. This is from at Robin Duffy, by the way. Given their importance to the crew, how reasonable is it to expect them to start every single game in a condensed schedule?
I think it's reasonable.
I think they'll start every game.
Especially Mensa. Nagby, I think you start both of them. Now, because of the substitution rules, you can always, you know, if Nagby can't go 90, he could go 45, right? You could take him off at half and switch some stuff at halftime. So I just think that those two are too good of players and too much of the heartbeat and the tempo of this team that if you don't start off the match with them, then you're kind of leaving some of your cards on the table. Is that the saying?
I agree. Leaving some cards on the table.
Did
revealing
I make that
your
up?
Hand, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not a great poker player, but I'll dabble. But I'm not great because I don't win. What is the just one thing we haven't really talked about in the history of crew games? If they put the money line yet. You were asking me about that last night, and I started to explain it to you.
Well, I asked it right before the game started, so it really wasn't a good time to ask.
Yeah.
Like seconds before. Okay, I just pulled up MLSsoccer.com to look for that, to see if it – there's nothing yet, because I think they probably have to wait until Cincinnati plays tonight, which Cincinnati and Chicago tonight is plus 425 for Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincy's plus 425, so that means – and I am not a betting man on a regular occasion, but as I understand it, the line, if you put $100 down on Cincinnati, you'd win $425. And you'd have to bet $162 to win $100 if you're betting on Chicago.
Got it. Okay.
So since he's a big underdog, as one would expect.
Yeah.
But with ties, that's why you see some pluses in the same vicinity, like Philadelphia and New York. So, there you go.
Perfect.
Good action on Vancouver, maybe. They're plus 400 tonight. Montreal's not looked all that good. Minus 154. So concludes our first betting breakdown on Inside the Pool. Good show, though, with Brett Hiltbrand and Tom Gallarder. We thank them for coming on. We thank you for your questions. Back at it on Saturday, FC Cincinnati. With Recording Jordan, we're ready to go again. Mark Finch at the controls. We're going to do what we want to do, right?
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Good show.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Enjoy all the action. Enjoy your week. Thanks for listening to Inside the Crew. 97.1 The Fan. Have a good night.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Columbus Worthington Air and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Bring your office productivity to a new level with help from Mom. Modern office methods. Streamline your workflow at a reduced cost and maximize your office efficiency. Mom has been providing document solutions and equipment to Central Ohio for over 60 years. The Mom team can help manage your printer fleet, electronic documents, and of course, copiers. Learn more at momnet.com. That's momnet.com. Modern office methods. Your local Ricoh, Canon, and HP authorized dealer and the preferred document solutions provider of Columbus Crew SC.
With same-day pickup and delivery, you know who really loves fresh food? Amateur chefs, salad lovers, barbecuers, smorgasborders, hors d'oeuvres, fondueurs and flambeurs, midnight snackers, brown baggers, bakers, and throw it in the microwavers. At Kroger, you can get all the fresh you want at a great price with same-day pickup and delivery. Because we believe in fresh for everyone.
Save big money and get 11% off everything now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out. Choose from our in-stock selection, including pre-finished doors, or design your door for free in-store or online with our door designer. All Mastercraft door systems are 11% off. Start saving with 11% off everything at Menards. Prices are good until August 29th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For something fresh and full of flavor, pick up Honeycrisp apples. They're just $1.87 a pound with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Public speaking. Getting stranded at sea. Gas station bathrooms. Venomous snakes. Paying too much for a bed that isn't right for you. These are the most common fears in America. That's why Mattress Firm came up with the Rest Assured Promise. So you'll find the right bed at the right price, guaranteed. And during our Labor Day sale, save up to 50% on America's best-selling brands like Sealy.